have?
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in our community, and we'd like to get to know your opinions. So are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
All right, no to any of those. All right, perfect. Thank you. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you're going to definitely vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Definitely going to vote. All right, thank you. With which political party are you registered?
I'm registered as a Democrat. However, as a Democrat? I absolutely will not vote for Biden.
All right.
By the way, I don't mind doing the survey. Are you representing the Republican Party or the Democratic Party? I don't care. I'm just curious.
Well, actually, really good question. I'm glad you're asking. So we're not actually affiliated with any of those. Since we are opinion research, we're an independent research company. And this survey actually isn't – it is about politics, but it's not that much about politics. It talks more about the environmental issues happening right now in the Osceola County.
About what? Is something in Osceola County?
Yeah, something like environmental issues, kind of like if you agree with some, like, new trails being built or if you agree that, like, we should protect that type of land. So it talks more about those kind of issues.
Okay.
So what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
College.
Would that be bachelor's?
I've had some postgraduate courses too, also.
All right. Thank you. So what is your main racial background?
I'm white.
Okay, all right, thank you. So would you mind sharing your age, or would you feel more comfortable with me giving you categories and you can which one you fit in?
I don't mind. I'm very medically alert. I don't suffer from dementia, and I don't look my age. I'm 81, but everybody
81?
Says, have you had plastic surgery, and how does your brain work so well? So it's called never smoking, never drinking, trying to be.
Right. I was going to say, wow, you sound very young, like to be 81. Like you sound so young. All right. So generally speaking, would you say things in the Osceola County are going the right direction, or have they gotten up on the wrong track?
Oh, have they ever gotten off the wrong track? Absolutely. And if you want to know why, our county commissioner, who, by the way, was my neighbor, who, by the way, his mother was a good friend, he's got all this in this neo city and the traffic and the people that are here. I mean, it's nice that he wanted to do it, but to affect most of the population in this county, I'm probably telling you too soon, they needed to ignore all this apartment development, and they needed to figure out ways for the traffic. It's like a zoo, although Central Florida is a zoo, but we're probably right up there and maybe worse than Orange County. So they certainly are off the track.
All right. Thank you. So when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide on. So for the rest of the majority of the survey, I'm going to ask you about these kind of proposals. The first proposal is called Bond Referendum for Acquisition and Management of Environmentally Sensitive Recreational and Flood Control Land. And the ballot reads, to acquire, preserve, protect, manage, improve, and restore environmentally significant lands, wildlife habitat, land for flood control, and land for trails and passive recreation, shall Osceola County levy an additional 0.25 mil out of valorem tax and issue bonds payable therefrom in one or more series with an aggregate principal amount not exceeding $70 million, excluding previously authorized indebtedness, maturing not later than 20 years from issuance, bearing interest not exceeding the maximum legal rate. So if the elections were held today, would you be voting yes in favor of this proposal, or would you be voting no against this proposal?
Absolutely no. It sounds wonderful. And it's funny you're reading that one first because they turned down a 1 cent penny tax for road improvement. But no, only because they want to ad valorem, and as a taxpayer and half the people that they have, and I don't mean to sound ugly, but it is ugly. They have 5 and 6 families coming here from Puerto Rico, and who knows, you know, they might be paying taxes, but the other 5 families are living in the homes. And for people who've worked, middle-class Americans who've lived in this county all our lives, you know, I paid numerous taxes, numerous. Probably, and you may get to that, maybe I would consider road money, but not for the environment because of spreading it on to the taxpayers. I would say no, and I will vote no on that one for sure.
All right, thank you. So I'm assuming there would be a definitely voting no against then, or would it be probably voting no against?
Oh, definitely, because of taxes and the economy, if you want to put that. I'm a widow, and I'm on a pension and very limited funds, and it's just hard to buy groceries and gas, as most people know, that's living in our country now. So absolutely not.
All
right. Sounds nice. It sounds really nice to the end, the tax to the to the citizens. No, no.
Yeah, so I understand. A lot of people like taxes are a big deal breaker. So that's why for this next like kind of question, it's if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner $40 per year for the next 20 years, would you be voting yes in favor of this proposal or no against the proposal?
No, because we need roads more than environment.
All right. So that'd be, again, definitely no?
Definitely no.
All right. So as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $70 million to conserve environmentally sensitive lands and cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $40 per year. So keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your own opinion? Would you say, number one, you prefer this proposal raise less money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $40 million per year, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $23 per year? Would you say in statement number two, which is, I prefer this proposal raise more money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $100 million, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $57 per year? Number three, I am fine with the current proposal, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $40 per year, or with the last statement, which says you oppose the proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised to conserve environmentally sensitive lands.
Okay. I would say no.
All right.
I don't know if you'll put it to it. How about if we get some grant writing done in this county, which I've questioned and called the commissioner's office. How many grant writer people do we have? And I don't know what your background is, and it's okay. When we have illegals, and I'm going to tell you, the scientist thinks that they're not in Florida. That's a big mistake. When they're giving people, and I know because I have family in the health profession out of the state, they're giving them free hospitalization and housing and cars and $10,000. No, no, hell no. Sorry. They should do some grant writing or take some of the money for the illegal. So you can't put that in your questionnaire, but not from the we're burdened enough in state.
Understandable.
Okay.
Well, there are if I remember correctly, there is one question in the survey which is open, so that means that you can basically, everything you're saying, I can't put that into writing, because I believe the question is, if you have, like, any concerns about this proposal, what would it be? And then in that one, you can kind of, like, just kind of go off on it and just completely say everything.
Yeah.
So
simple. Roads should be a priority, and construction could stop, and that would be the other thing. If they stop building all these apartments on all our property where we've had flooding with the Ian, are you from Florida? Where are you doing this? Are you in Florida or somewhere else?
Yeah, we're calling from Miami, Florida.
Okay. Well, you heard the news, but when we had Hurricane Ian, and, well, you have Fort Lauderdale, with all the construction, yeah, there is no environment, absolutely not. And but even worse is there's not enough roads to handle all these people coming in, and I know you have it in that area too. It's insane. There are no roads and too many people in the state, and they need moratoriums, and I know, and they have to change rules because they're saying you can't stop people from building on property they own. And bottom line, most of them are huge hedge funds, very wealthy companies that are going in, and they're the ones that are making money, and yet they're the ones that are destroying the environment. So, you know, it all goes hand in hand. But I understand the problem, and I agree with the problem, but the problem is don't put it on the taxpayers. They need to do grant writing, and they need to put the moratoriums up, which will never happen, and, you know, keep some of these people out. We have enough people in Florida, and I know you can't. DeSantis is telling them to come on down. Well, there's other states in America. They don't have to come here. So, the illegals, and you must know this in the Miami, they're going to assimilate in with the Cuban culture, Hispanic culture, and so nobody's going to question, are you here illegally? And I will tell you, I do feel sorry for them. That there's no country in the world that you can enter if you don't have a valid passport, and they will ask you, why are you here? I used to go be on property in the Bahamas. We had a condo, like people own property in Mexico or wherever. Here, business, vacation, what is your purpose? How long are you staying? And you have a passport, and we've just got wide open doors. And it's sad for those who want a better life. And it may be sad, the process of letting them in. But we don't know who many of these people are. So that's not a good thing, you know. So,
all right. Understandable.
I'm taking up all your time here, but okay.
Oh, all right. Thank you. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Azalea County focus on most to help you and your family? And the list goes controlling growth and development, dealing with inflation and high cost of living, protecting national areas and wildlife habitats, reducing property insurance costs, improving the economy and creating jobs, improving public education and local schools, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, protecting water quality and water supplies, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, or reducing traffic and congestion.
All of the above.
Understandable.
It sounds like everything we need to do. There needs to be work, you know. Probably priority would be the traffic, but all of them are equally important, really.
All right. So do you think Azalea County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast, and sadly, I've lived here. I know county commissioners, sheriff, school board, superintendents, whatever. And they had no idea they were going to be bombarded with all of this. So it was not planned years ago to handle what we have, and that's why somebody needs to put the brakes on to give them a chance to catch up, because I don't know that they'll ever catch up with all the people coming here and where they're coming from. So, you know, I think it goes back from poor planning in the past. Although I was an educator, 5-year plans. You know, we had to have 5-year planning in education and, you know, schools or whatever. And, but I think even had they tried to do more efficient planning, with all the bombardment of people, I don't know. I don't know where these people are. I think a lot of them are illegals, in our county for sure, probably in yours. You know, all those millions of people, where are they going? They're going where it's warm. They're going where their language is similar. And so, and I'm not saying it's the whole problem. And other people are coming, California, New York, and I don't blame them. I would too. But I think the whole state, and when you ask me these questions, and I'm just venting to you, it's a problem all over our entire state. And my husband used to say, we lived in Pompano Beach. He said it's just going to be one big highway where you wouldn't know where one city ended and the other one. And that's pretty much the way it is, I know. But it's sad. It's sad what I see. I loved Fort Lauderdale. It used to be the most beautiful city years ago. And now you drive down Federal Highway, all you see are big, ugly apartments, condos, buildings. And they've destroyed that beautiful little town. I'm sure Miami is even worse. You know, all of it, Hollywood, South Florida. You know, it's terrible what's happening to our state, and they can call it growth. And maybe the economy, you know, is helping our economy, but I just call it the rape of the land. That's how I
All
feel
right.
about it.
All right. So if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Afalia-Broad County Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on conserving environmentally sensitive lands. So knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Afalia-Broad County Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
It's my word. I have a county commissioner friend out of the state of Florida, and he's a really honest guy. And his brother was telling him about some things in their community. And this was his response, and it's a good one. How much legal backdoor money can I take that will help our county and in the future? And so what they do, I think, probably is legal, but it isn't for the betterment of the citizens of the county. So that probably doesn't answer your choice of questions, though. Go back over
sure.
the answers, because I'm too busy okay. telling you what I think. Because I don't know, I don't really trust them, but I don't know that they're taking illegal money. You know?
All right. So
they can do it legally and still do some detrimental things. But go ahead.
Thank you. So would you say, do you probably not trust them, or do you definitely not trust them?
Okay. I would say probably not trust them.
All right, thank you. So there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Afalia County. So I'm going to read you kind of a few ways that it could be spent, the money, and if you could please indicate if you either strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove, like if you would like the money to be spent this way. So okay. I can kind of read you those categories again if you would like.
Okay.
But the first problem, well, the first way to spend this money is to protect wildlife habitats.
Okay, would I approve or strongly disapprove? Well,
yeah, do you strongly approve?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And see, it's a little hidden question there, because really anybody who really cares about environment would say, absolutely, let's protect our environment. But the tag on is not at me paying for it. I don't have the money for groceries, so I don't need any more taxes. So it's a hard answer, because they've left you hanging in the air, you know. So, you know, they can come back and say, oh, this percentage of voters, they want this. They want this. Well, yeah, they do want it, but not at the expense. So I'm going to have to say no, and maybe I'm reading into the answer. But do you know what I'm saying? I mean,
for sure, and totally understand that.
I hate to say no, but they didn't tag on at what expense. So, yeah, I mean, we all want it, and, you know, everybody wants what seems to be better for our world and our country. But then the next question is what expense, like battery cars.
Okay.
At what expense, you know? Okay,
so
go ahead.
All right, so would you say, do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Do I somewhat disapprove? I'll say somewhat disapprove.
All right. What about to acquire and manage environmentally sensitive land?
Yeah, boy, and that's the big fight over here with Orange County. They want to go out there and develop out there and make money, and they don't care about the environment. So to acquire, well, see, we're back again, aren't we? At what expense? I'm going to make it half and half. So I will go say yes on that one. And I just told you no on the other one, didn't I? So that's really going to cancel both of them out. And I know that. That's why I told you that. That's why I said it.
So would you say you strongly approve or somewhat disapprove? Or do you somewhat approve or strongly disapprove?
I will say I somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, right, thank you. To provide natural flood water storage to help reduce flooding.
Yeah, I've got my answer. Stop putting up all these darn buildings. Stop development. That'd be really easy. But we need flood control, yes.
So would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I'm going to say somewhat, because
all
again,
right.
Is the tag on at what expense?
All right. What about to protect drinking water sources?
That's a good one. Do I approve? What is it? Strongly approve, somewhat approve?
And somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I'm going to say somewhat approve. Most people don't drink water from the fountain unless they're very poor, and it's sad. Most people buy bottled water or filter their own water.
All right. What about to protect the Florida Wildlife Corridor?
Yeah, I love what they do in the Keys. They have signs up, don't you dare go through Pine Key, Little Deer Key, so you don't kill all the key deer. And, boy, they'll show you about control of driving and speed limits, won't they? So protect the wildlife.
All right.
I don't know. What's my answer? Somewhat approve?
The answers are, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or sharp?
Okay. Somewhat approve.
All right. What about to preserve natural areas?
Strongly approve.
To provide land for trails and passive recreation?
Well, I mean, here we go again. Somewhat approve.
To protect open space from overdevelopment?
Strongly approve.
All right. So now I'm going to give you a few statements about this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. And after each statement, if you could please indicate if it would make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support this program, or if it would make no difference. And the first one is, there is a Citizens Oversight Committee that guides the County Commission in their decision-making.
There's a Citizens Oversight Committee. There is one already. Do I approve of it? Or I'm not sure how you're reading that. There, does it already exist, or they want to choose one?
For this one, it's basically, like, if this were to happen, if it would make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support the program, or if it would make no difference. So if there was, like, a Citizens Oversight Committee that guides the County Commission in their decision-making.
Okay. And it would be somewhat approved. What's the rest? Completely approved?
This one is if it would make you much more likely to support them, somewhat more likely to support them, somewhat less likely to support them, or much less likely to support them?
More likely to support them.
Much more or somewhat more?
Oh. Somewhat more.
All right, thank you. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Okay, then that would be much more supportive.
There will be an annual public audit on how funds are spent.
An audit on what funds spent? I didn't get it all.
Yeah, there will be an annual public audit on how the funds are spent.
Oh, highly support.
There will be a full public disclosure of all project spendings.
Highly support. It should be anyway.
All right.
I think that would be in the law, but I don't know.
All right. So, and I'm going to give you a few statements that are in favor of this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. And after each statement, if you could please indicate whether the argument is either very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or a not at all convincing reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. Or if it would make no difference, you can also mention that. So the first one is $3.33 per month is a small price to pay to preserve and protect our water quality in some of the last remaining natural areas in Osceola County.
Okay, $3.30 a month.
Yes, $3.33 a month.
Okay, that would be on our water bill. Somewhat approved.
All right. Osceola County is one of the fastest growing counties in Florida. By preserving these lands, this proposal would slow the rampant development that is harming quality of life and driving up costs of everyday residents.
Highly approve. Highly support. Is it support or approve? Either one.
So it will be a very convincing reason then?
Okay, very convincing. Yes.
All right, thank you. With land prices rising dramatically and the amount of natural lands dwindling, we must act now to preserve our last remaining natural areas and wildlife habitats for our children and grandchildren before they are lost to development.
Convincing, highly convincing.
The climate change is leading to stronger storms and more frequent flooding that affects our everyday lives. This proposal conserves our forests and wetlands that naturally absorb floodwaters and reduce the risk of flooding to homeowners and local businesses.
Very convincing.
And now, in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide parks, natural areas, and outdoor recreation programs for children to play outdoors and be physically active.
Very convincing.
Nothing is more important than having clean water to drink. By supporting this proposal, we can purchase land to protect drinking water quality by preventing runoff and toxic chemicals from flowing into Azaleas County water supply.
Very convincing. That's true. They have all that runoff from the pastures and everything else.
All right. Outdoor recreation already generates millions of dollars for Azaleas County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, support our small businesses and agriculture industries, and create more jobs.
Okay, let's see. Outdoor creates the economy now, and so now what are they saying? Okay, it creates the economy, but what do they want to do?
It already says that outdoor recreation already generates millions of dollars for the Azalea County each year, but this proposal helps boost the local economy. It will help support small businesses and agriculture studies and just generally create more jobs.
Read the answers again. I'm not convinced on that one. Go ahead.
All right. So the answers are, is this statement very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or does it make no difference?
Not too convincing.
Preserving natural areas, wildlife habitat, and water resources can play a very important role in preserving our quality of life in Azalea County.
Very convincing.
This proposal is not a new tax, rather a continuation of an environmental lands conservation program that nearly 7 in 10 Azalea County residents have previously approved. This program has protected over 3,000 acres of environmentally sensitive land for conservation and public use, like Shingle Creek, Camp Lonesome, and Cherokee Point.
I'm laughing about Shingle Creek. That's the biggest mess they ever had. They destroyed it. It used to be beautiful years ago. So, okay. I'm sorry. I lost you on that one. Read it again. I'm so sorry.
Oh, for sure. No worries. So this proposal is not a new tax, rather a continuation of an environmental lands conservation program that nearly 7 in 10 Azalea County residents have previously approved. This program has protected over 3,000 acres of environmentally sensitive land for conservation and public use, like Shingle Creek, Camp Lonesome, and Cherokee Point.
Okay. So they're saying that it was already approved for the tax, and it's not asking for a tax. But when you first called me, they were asking for a tax. That was one of the first things they said. Yeah. Not convinced.
Not at all or not too convincing?
Not too convincing.
All right. This proposal will create new parks, trails, and recreational areas for residents to enjoy the outdoors.
Not too convincing.
All right. Thank you. So now taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Okay, would I vote in favor of the proposal or against it? I would vote against it and because of taxes to me. And like I said, if they don't have the money, then go for grant money.
All right, understandable. So would you say you're definitely voting or probably going to vote no against?
I'm saying definitely voting against it.
All right. So now I'm going to give you a few statements about kind of like the same thing, but this time it's against supporting this program. And if you could tell me if after each statement, if this is either a very convincing argument, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote no against this proposal, or if it'll make no difference. So the first one is... So this one is, with inflation, high gas prices, skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
So I agree with that statement highly.
All right. So you think it's very convincing then?
Very convincing.
All right. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While open space, trails, and parks are nice, we should first focus on the more pressing problems.
Very convincing.
This proposal would give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
I'm going to put very convincing. Arrington's pet project was this Neo City, and absolutely, that's all he's cared about. And they've gotten billions of dollars. And the traffic is terrible and everything else is bad, but he's got his billions of dollars. So maybe in the long run, or maybe I don't understand it in the future, but right the last few years that he's been on this thing, he hasn't shown anything.
All right, understandable. So Afalia County taxpayers are already on the hook for nearly $70 million of debt, and this proposal would increase the county's debt by at least $70 million.
Extremely convincing, yes, very convincing.
All right.
I'm one of those for sure. Go ahead.
Oh, all right. All right, thank you. We simply can't trust Afalia's County to actually protect these lands. They just allowed part of Split Oak Forest land, where they said it would be protected forever, to be used for a new superhighway, which will allow thousands of homes to be built. Encouraging new sprawling development, taxpayers should not be spending millions more on a proposal like this, because the county can turn around and allow that land to be used for other purposes.
Highly convincing.
All right, thank you. So now, kind of like one last final time, considering everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal, or would you still vote no?
I would still vote no.
So would you say you're definitely going to vote no, or probably vote no?
No, I'm definitely going to vote no.
All right,
and I'm very glad that you. I'm very glad that you called me, because you even explained it further for my opinion. You know, the questions were eye-opening to definitely convince me to vote no.
All right, thank you. I mean, we're glad we can kind of like open people's minds, but also give them information truly about like what they're voting for instead of just blindly going to vote. So now. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, they've done some things. You don't know. There was a big environmental project that they did. They got millions of dollars, and it's on one of the roads around the city, right in Kissimmee, down by the, where the railroad tracks go. And they have, it looks like all these water hyacinths, but they are calling environmental protection, and they spent millions of dollars. And honestly, it's the ugliest looking old thing you ever saw. But I guess it's protecting wildlife. I really don't know. I don't know. But I'm for grant money. I mean, if they've got money to give all over the world, they certainly need to take care of America first in more ways than one. And so, you know, I'd be curious about how many people, I would imagine, and I don't know the type of people you're calling, I'd be curious how many people sort of think in my views, not that I'm trying to convince anybody, or it's taxpayers and homeowners for sure, and see the problems of traffic. Old traffic is just, it has taken me an hour and a half to go a radius of 5 miles this winter. I mean, 5 miles, an hour and a half. I could have driven halfway down to South Florida. It's just terrible. But I don't know. If
all
I were young, I'd run for office. I'd run for office if I were young.
All right. So now if you could please complete the following kind of like statement in your own words. So the statement is, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
If I had one invitation to vote for this proposal,
no, if you have, if you have one hesitation.
Oh, hesitation. Okay. Now, what would it be? Putting the burden of taxes on property owners. That's the number one hesitation.
All right. Paying taxes. Would it be something else or just that one?
Yes. And I would like to suggest they find other ways and means of getting their money, you know.
All right, paying higher taxes. All right. So as you may know, in 1991, Aphalia County used state and council funding to permanently protect Split Oak Forest. So recently, the county approved of building a new toll road through a portion of Split Oak Forest. The project would give 60 acres of land in Split Oak Forest to the Central Florida Expressway Authority to build the new toll road. So with whom do you agree more? With the supporters who say that this project will help alleviate traffic congestion in Aphalia County and make up for the lost part of Split Oak Forest by conserving additional land in exchange for the land release from Split Oak Forest? Or do you agree more with the opponents who say this project will destroy native wildlife habitat that has been protected for 3 decades and calls into question whether the county can be trusted to protect land set aside for conservation in the future?
The second one, and absolutely, and even the county commissioners in Orange County don't even agree to it, and they were supposed to get part of it too, and they said no, and it's been a red-hot debate here, and absolutely, they don't need to be worrying about the traffic out there to begin with. No, they need to get the local roads fixed and taken care of here. No, I agree with the second one.
With the second one, with the opponents? All right, thank you.
Yeah.
So now we're almost done. We're about 95% done with the survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So for the last few questions, they're just for demographic purposes and classification reasons. So regardless of how you may feel today, back in the 2020 presidential elections, so meaning 4 years ago, for whom did you vote for?
I voted for Trump.
For Trump? All right, thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Well, I really think I'm a moderate because, you know, I don't believe everything in the Republican Party. And I try to look at the situation. And even in voting here for the local people, I try to vote for the best representative more than the party affiliation. And it's sad because it's become that way. But when we, you know, the Democrats blame Trump for all this mess. I don't know how they did because when he was in office, gas and groceries weren't what they are today. And if you just took those two factors, you know, the average working person would be a lot better off financially, in my opinion. My Democratic cousins don't agree with me, but, you know, everybody has their own views. But I voted for Trump. And I voted for him again. And I voted for Obama several years ago. And in my opinion, from what I've seen, and I am not a prejudiced person, I grew up in a coal mine in West Virginia where blacks and whites worked together side by side in coal mines and when it was very dangerous and you didn't have time to be prejudiced against a black person because you had to work there and be safe to get the coal out of the mine. And so I was never taught and grew up that way, but I honestly believe when Obama took office, a lot of this racial problems occurred. And I find it very offensive because people are people, and there are people we hate that live on our street, and there are people we love that we don't live near us. You can't judge a race or a color just because of their skin. There's more to love or disliking people besides their skin. Go for the real things, their personality, if they're honest, if they're Christian, if they're good. But, you know, sadly, and as a teacher, we always tried, I always tried to instill those values. But I think when Obama came in, I never saw so much hatred, and it's been hatred, you know, ever since. And it really saddens me.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. This survey is done, so I do want to thank you again so much for your time, and I truly, truly do appreciate it, and hope you have a good rest of your day.
Well, you must get exhausted reading this, and God bless you. How many more people do you have to work till 8 or 10 o'clock tonight? It's pretty demanding because you got a lot of things, and I don't know who you choose. I can imagine. Choose somebody that's not really aware of what's going on in politics or our community.